Okay, so we were talking about the way we interact with guests at a meal. And obviously, Hakanasas Orchim, as we see from Avraham Avinu, very much involves the serving of food. Halacha Kaf Gimel, he says, Bala Bais Yivtzas Apasel Tzarech HaMesubim. So it comes to saying Hamotzi, so that's the job of the host. B'chdeshi Yuchal Atet Be'ayin Yafel Orchim. So he should give a nice piece, he himself, or he should give a nice piece to the guests. V'afil Ha'areach Gadol Mimenu. So even if there's somebody who's greater, that's a guest, and you might think that they should get the kavod of doing hamotzi, maybe give them kavod of benching or something, but Baal Bais should cut the bread so that he can give them a nice piece. Some say that if the guest is greater, so maybe they should get the kavod. Those are considerations. Ritzui shebali abayis imzagus hakosos la'orchem afil ha'ma'archem chashuvim biyoser. So the hosts should also serve the guests in terms of pouring them drinks, even if the host is greater than the person they're hosting in terms of they have a more chashuv status. So the host should still serve. That's part of the chnasas orchim. Magishim l'shulchan divrei macha b'ka'ar merkazis al gabei magash. So put the food out on dishes on a central plate. Yagish bala bais l'oreach min ha'machalim shema yisbayesh ha'oreach l'kachas ba'atzma. So the bala bais should be sure to serve or to put it in front of the guests. Because the guest might be embarrassed to take, maybe oyikach ba'ad, maybe he doesn't want to take too, he or she doesn't want to take too much, v'sha'er ra'ev, and they'll be hungry. So when a host encourages you to eat more, which something that my wife always says, that there's too much food left on the table, we didn't do a good enough job. But that's a good measure. It's important to make sure that the guests feel free to take what they need in order to be satisfied. Kafe. So kids should be brought up from a young age to understand that when there's food on the table, shouldn't put in their personal utensils. I wasn't sure exactly what that meant, but I think literally, you eat from the fork and then you put it back, so you think, I'm going to take more with the fork that I've already put in my mouth, etc., etc. So kids should learn to do that. It's obviously general manners, but especially when there's guests, among families, so there might be less of an aversion of sharing germs. When there's guests, it's obviously a bit repulsive. Should also be taught to not grab the food before guests have had a chance to take. Again, basic sense of decency, manners, all for teaching manners from a young age. Shouldn't stare at a guest while they're eating or stare at their plate to see what they've eaten, etc. I think we've said this before, but when we honor guests, so it's good that the host will place the food in front of them. I don't know what he's adding here that he didn't say before, but okay. So when you're hosting people, we mentioned something like this also earlier, but particularly during a meal, everyone's sitting around the table and there could be tension. So the host and everyone in the family should be careful not to be, I think Kurt's not even a good enough word, but not to, I guess I feel al b'nei beito, shouldn't get angry. So the Baal Bais is irritable and they're snapping at people. So then that gives a, that doesn't create a pleasant atmosphere for the guests, and they might even, be a little bit fearful for how the host will react to them. It's important to maintain a pleasant atmosphere at the meal. And I've been in some situations where it's not so pleasant, and it doesn't make you feel good, and you're just kind of like you don't want to be there. It's not just awkward, but it's not pleasant. So Hakhnasas Orchim is not just like sukkah, as we said. It's not just giving the place to stay and just putting the food in front of them, but also the way that they're made to feel in the process as well.